Which one among us who are followers of classical old songs from the lore of English music can forget the King, Nat King Cole, the Mona Lisa, the When I Fall in Love from Sleepless in Seattle, isn't it? Now this one is particularly dear to me and particularly touching to me because I'm a big fan of Nat King Cole. And more than anything else, this particular chart will show us how each one actually lives and breathes and loves and sings and dances according to their chart. People think astrology is something that happens in the future. No, it is happening now. As you are listening, each one of you listening, chart is happening to you, whatever your chart is. Chart is a living, breathing entity, which is you as an embodied soul. Mercury, Sun, Venus and Mars in Pisces in the third with a Capricorn ascendant. So a stellium of four planets, all of them which will affect everything that Nat King Cole stood for. The musical genius. You listen to Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa, you'll fall in love. When I fall in love, you just go into the dream state. That's the power of Pisces, by the way. The traditional Jyotish would have you believe Pisces is isolation, Pisces is this, that and the other. We are taking an intelligence map and therefore it is important for you to study Jyotish this way. And I'll continue bringing different kind of people's charts and case studies this way so that it breaks the old moldy stuff that Indian astrologers are still stuck in. The science is great. It depends upon the mind that engages with it. Now that we have a beautiful tool called artificial intelligence, we can map it. But again, a word of caution. Do your own study first. Get to know Jyotish first. There is a free course on my YouTube channel. You can engage with it. Also, in Nat King Cole's chart, there is Ketu in Taurus in the fifth. Ketu in the fifth will always bring in a past life knowledge of whatever kind. In Taurus, in the sign of Venus and education and love and creativity, he is bringing all his literal voice from the past life. Second house, Taurus, is the sign of voice, your speech, that melody which is timeless, was Nat King Cole. On the other side, Rahu is sitting in Scorpio in the 11th house. So he ended up transforming the entire collective with his voice, Ketu in the 5th. And a stellium of planets, Mercury, Sun, Venus and Mars in Pisces. What a beautiful chart. What a beautiful chart. Please listen in for the rest of the analysis and enjoy.
Life, career and relationships of Nat King Cole, a Vedic astrology case study. Nat King Cole's chart opens with Capricorn rising at 3:51 in Uttara Ashada, giving him that unmistakable aura of quiet dignity, composure, and natural authority. Capricorn creates the disciplined, structured, emotionally self-contained personality, while Uttara Ashada adds nobility of spirit and an internal moral code that shape the grace, restraint, and understated power he carried throughout his life. Saturn, the ascendant lord, sits in Cancer, adding emotional depth, sensitivity, and a lifelong responsibility toward others, a gentle weight he bore with poise, even when it became heavy. At the center of his chart is the extraordinary Pisces stellium, Sun, Mars, Venus, and Mercury, a rare concentration that defines his creativity, emotional world, artistic destiny, and multidimensional intelligence. Pisces dissolves edges. It turns experience into feeling, feeling into sound, and sound into memory. The Sun in Purvabhadrapada gives philosophical fire, emotional complexity, and the ability to channel pain into purpose. Mars and Venus in Uttarabhadrapada give passion that flows inward before outward, a romantic emotional reservoir, an artistic sensitivity that becomes magnetic through expression. Mercury in Ravati gives melodic speech, lyrical phrasing, and the capacity to translate emotion into sound, an exact match to the musical intelligence signatures that arise when Mercury, Venus, and water signs dominate. His moon in Virgo and Hasta gives him the craftsman's mind, precise, detailed, methodical, and technically refined. Hasta rules the hands, and Nat's touch on the piano reflects this nakshatra perfectly. Controlled, graceful, elegantly calculated, Virgo adds emotional modesty and humility. His public warmth was genuine, but beneath it lay a mind that perfected every phrase, gesture, and tone with meticulous care. Jupiter in Gemini in Ardra expands versatility, linguistic skill, emotional expression, and intellectual depth. Ardra intensifies emotional storms, yet gives the power to articulate sorrow beautifully. This explains the haunting emotional resonance in his voice, the ability to make joy feel tender and sadness feel exquisite. Jupiter here enhances the storyteller, the interpreter of mood, the emotional translator whose phrasing feels like lived truth. Saturn in Cancer, opposing the Capricorn ascendant, shaped his emotional life profoundly. It brought early responsibility, emotional endurance, private struggles, and the quiet gravity that lived beneath his polished public persona. Saturn placed here creates a heart that matures early, carries wounds silently, and loves with a seriousness that often becomes burdensome. Rahu in Scorpio gives hypnotic magnetism. It adds mystery, sensuality, emotional depth, and a gravitational pull that draws people into the emotional world behind the voice. Ketu in Taurus gives artistic elegance, minimalist beauty, and natural musical instinct, the exact refinement and tonal purity that made his voice unforgettable. Together, this axis makes the artist who feels deeply, expresses deeply, and transforms emotion into a timeless aesthetic. His musical intelligence is extreme and unmistakable. Venus in Pisces alone is enough to produce a master of emotional sound. Adding Mars, Sun, and Mercury heightens sensitivity, tonal awareness, interpretive nuance, and the seamless blending of technique and feeling. Pisces gives the soul. Virgo Moon gives the technique. Ravati Mercury gives the phrasing. Ketu in Taurus gives natural artistry. This is the chart of someone who doesn't just perform music, he becomes it. His linguistic intelligence emerges through Mercury in Pisces and Jupiter in Gemini. Mercury gives emotional vocabulary, metaphor, softness, and rhythm. Jupiter in Ardra gives expressive depth and structural clarity. Nat King Cole didn't simply sing lyrics. He gave them texture, temperature, and emotional architecture. His delivery was intimate, melodic, and narratively rich. His interpersonal intelligence rests in Pisces' empathy, Virgo attentiveness, Saturn's emotional responsibility, and Scorpio Rahu's magnetism. He connected with audiences not through dramatic flamboyance, but through emotional sincerity and warmth. He made people feel seen, understood, soothed, a hallmark of Moon-Venus-Mercury emotional intelligence supported by Rahu's resonance. His intrapersonal intelligence was equally profound. Pisces gives introspection, Saturn gives self-awareness through hardship. Virgo Moon gives analysis and self-correction, Ardra introduces themes of emotional truth. He understood his own internal weather deeply, even if he rarely spoke about it publicly. His existential intelligence flows out of the Pisces stellium and the Bhadrapada nakshatras. Philosophical, reflective, spiritually attuned, he carried the quiet awareness of suffering, beauty, fragility, and transcendence. His art became an emotional bridge, from the inner world to the outer world, from sorrow to softness, from loneliness to connection. His logical mathematical intelligence emerges through Virgo Moon's pattern recognition, Hasta's technical mastery, and Ketu's abstraction. His piano work shows clean lines, perfect timing, and elegant structure, not rigid, but mathematically smooth, like water shaped into form. His visual spatial intelligence comes through Pisces' imagination, Jupiter's conceptual breadth, and Venus's refined eye. His presence, performance, and aesthetic choices were polished, cohesive, and emotionally evocative. The ambience he created on stage mattered as much as the music. His naturalist intelligence expresses subtly through emotional atmospheres and sensitivity to tonal environments, more internal than external, more sensory than literal. His bodily kinesthetic intelligence shows through finesse over force. Virgo Moon gives refined motor control, Hasta gives skilled hands, and Mars in Pisces gives fluid, soft kinetic movement. His physicality on stage, calm, elegant, unforced, carried emotional rhythm as clearly as his voice. Nat King Cole's relationships reflected everything this chart describes. Deep emotional sensitivity, refined sensuality, loyalty and grace, but also vulnerability, private sorrow, and internal conflict. Pisces stellium loves with totality. Saturn in Cancer binds through duty. Rahu in Scorpio intensifies emotional entanglement. Ketu in Taurus stabilizes, but also detaches. His relational life was tender, devoted, and warm, but shaped by emotional weight and karmic undercurrents. His career expresses the totality of his chart. Pisces gives the music, Virgo gives the craft, Capricorn gives the poise, Cancer Saturn gives the emotional truth, Scorpio Rahu gives the magnetism, and Taurus K2 gives the timeless elegance. He did not merely sing songs, he gave the world emotional memory. His voice became a cultural sanctuary, a place where vulnerability sounds like beauty. This chart is the unmistakable blueprint of a gentle, powerful, emotionally resonant artistic soul, a creator, a healer, a craftsman, a philosopher of feeling, whose work continues to breathe through generations exactly the way a Pisces stellium promises, softly, endlessly, and beautifully.